Okay, keep the natives down. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fourth chapter, seventh chapter, text 4. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atreyer Apatyam Abhikanchata Aha Tushto Dato Vyaham Iti Yad Bhagavan Sadataha Yat Pada Pankaja Paraga Pavitra Deha Yugaradim Apur Ubahim Yadu Aihayajaha. Atrerapacham abhikanshata ahatushto
Atrerapacham abhikanshata ahatushto
Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadataha
Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadataha
Yat pada pankaja paraga pavitra deha Yogardim apurupayim yaduhai viyadyaha
Yogardim apurupayim yaduhai viyadyaha
Atrera pacham avikanshataha tustu
Atrera pacham avikanshataha tustu
Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadattaha Yat pada pankaja paraga pavitra deha
Yat pada pankaja paraga pavitra deha
Yogardim apurupayam yaduvai viyadyaha
Yogardim apurupayam yaduvai viyadyaha
Atrera pacham abhikanshataha tushto
Atrera pacham
Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadattaha
Dato mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadattaha
Yat pada pankajat parada pavitra deha
Yat pada pankajat parada pavitra deha
Yogarnam apurupayim yaduhai viyadyaha Okay. Who wants to try?
Atrera patyam abhikanshata ahatushto
Atrera patyam abhikanshata ahatushto
Datto mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadattaha
Datto mayaham iti yad bhagavan sadattaha
Yat pada pankaja paraga pavitra deha
Yat pada pankaja paraga pavitra deha
Yoga dimapu ubhayim yaduhai hayadya
Yoga trihimapu ubhayim yaduhai hayadya Atreya paya pavikansha ahatushto
Atrera paham abhikanshata ahatushto
Dato maham यद् भगवान् सदत्ता
दत्तो मयामिति यद् भगवान् सदत्ता
यत् पाद पंकज परिगण पवित्र देह
यत् पाद पंकज परिगण पवित्र देह
योगालयं वपुरिदम् यदुहाय दैत्या
आत्रेरपायमभिकाङ्क्षः
ततुष्टो
नैतो
मायमिति यद्भगवान् स दाता
दत्तो मयामिति यद्भगवान् स दत्ता
यत्पादपङ्कज पराग पवित्र देवा
यत्पादपङ्कज पराग पवित्र देवा
यो धातम् अपु उभायम् यदु है
योगादि मापुरुभयीम् यदु है हयाद्या अत्रेरपत्यमभिकाङ्क्षत आहतुष्टो
दत्तो
मयामिति यद्भगवान् स दत्तः यत्पाद पङ्कज पराग पवित्र देहा
Okay. Atrehe of the sage of three.
Of the sage of three.
Apacham
issue.
Issue in this particular case means something that came out, or a child. Abhikanshataha.
Abhikanshataha.
Having prayed for.
Having prayed for.
Aha.
Aha.
Said it.
Said it.
Tushtaha.
Tushtaha.
Being satisfied.
Being satisfied.
Tataha.
Tataha.
Given over.
Given over.
Maya.
Maya.
By me.
By me.
Aham.
Aham.
Myself.
Myself.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Yet.
Yet.
Because.
Because.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Saha.
Saha.
He.
He.
Tataha.
Tataha.
The Tatraya.
The Tatraya.
Ayatpada.
Ayatpada.
One whose feet.
One whose feet.
Pankaja.
Pankaja.
Lotus.
Lotus.
Paraga.
Paraga.
Dust.
Dust.
Pavitra.
Pavitra.
Purified.
Purified.
Deha.
Deha.
Body.
Body.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Mystic.
Mystic.
Riddhim.
Riddhim.
Opulence.
Opulence.
Appahu.
Appahu.
Got.
Got.
Ubayim.
Ubayim.
For both the worlds.
For both the worlds.
Yadu.
Yadu.
The father of the Yadu dynasty.
Father of the Yadu dynasty.
Vaihaya Adyaha.
Vaihaya Adyaha.
And others like King Hoihaya.
And others like King Hoihaya.
Translation, the great sage of three prayed for offspring, and the Lord, being satisfied with him, promised to incarnate as Atri's son, Dattatreya Datta, the son of Atri. And by the grace of the lotus feet of the Lord, many Yadus, Hoihoyas, etc. became so purified that they obtained both material and spiritual blessings. So purport, by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Transcendental relations between the personality of Godhead and the living entities are eternally established in five different affectionate humors, which are known as Shanta, Dasha, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. The sage Atri was related with the Lord in the affectionate Vatsalya theater. And therefore, as a result of his devotional perfection, he was inclined to have the personality of Godhead as his son. The Lord accepted his prayer, and he gave himself as the son of Atri. Such a relation of sonhood between the Lord and his pure devotees can be cited in many instances. And because the Lord is unlimited, he has an unlimited number of father devotees. Factually, the Lord is the father of all living entities, but out of transcendental affection and love between the Lord and his devotees, the Lord takes more pleasure in becoming the son of a devotee than in becoming one's father. The father actually serves the son, whereas the son only demands all sorts of services from the father. Therefore, a pure devotee who is always inclined to serve the Lord wants him as the son, but not as the father. The Lord also accepts such service from the devotee, and thus the devotee becomes more than the Lord. The impersonalist desire to become one with the Supreme, but the devotee becomes more than the Lord, surpassing the desire of the greatest modest. That means impersonalist. Parents and other relatives of the Lord achieve all mystic opulences automatically because of their intimate relationship with the Lord. Such opulences include all details of material enjoyment, salvation, and mystic powers. Therefore, the devotees of the Lord do not the devotee of the Lord does not seek them separately, wasting his valuable time in life. The valuable time of one's life must therefore be fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Then other desirable achievements are automatically gained. But even after obtaining such achievements, one should be on guard against the pitfall of offenses at the feet of the devotees. The vivid example is Hoya, who achieved all such perfection in devotional service, but because of his offense at the feet of a devotee, was killed by Lord Parashurama. The Lord became the son of the great sage Atri and became known as the Atreya. So, Atre rapatyam avikanshata ahatuchtu tato mayaham iti yadvabhavansatattaha yodparapankajaparadapavitradeha yogaritim So, Om Meganat, Timananda Shah, Gananjana, Shalakaya, Chakshur, Minitam, Yena Tasmai, Shigarvena Maha. So, there's many different points here that are made by Prabhupada in the purport and in the verse. The first one we can relate to has to do with how the many people worship God as the Father. Just like you hear in the Christian prayer, what our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven.
This day our daily what?
Bread.
No, not bread.
Bread and
prasad.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Prabhupada commented on that particular part of the verse, which says, give us this day our daily bread. He says they are turning God into a baker. You know what a baker is? The bakery where they make bread. In other words, God becomes their order supplier. Keep the natives quiet this morning. So God becomes their order supplier. And that's the opposite of our constitutional position. What is our constitutional position? Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Nitya Krishna Das. And also in the Hindu tradition, you have the same thing, where you have your Satya Narayan Katha. You've heard of that before?
Yes.
Where they tell stories about how people worship God. They get great benedictions. And especially people like the story of Sudama Brahman. Just like we have a big picture of Sudama Brahman and Krishna in the temple in Suva. And the reason we have it is because we want to encourage people to give donations to the temple. Because that we tell people that if you give a little bit to Krishna, you get unlimited return. And people are so happy, oh yes. And the hundi becomes full like that. So people are filling up the hundi because they're trying to buy off God. Bribery of God. And so you see this in many temples in India the people are donating, in many cases, or maybe most cases, not out of the desire to please Krishna, but out of the desire to get something from Krishna. In fact, there's this particular type of businessman called Malwari, businessmen in India, and they do deals with the deities. What they do is they go to the deity and said, Krishna, I have this business deal, and we'll be partners, okay? They make Krishna a partner. You heard about this before?
Yeah.
They said, if everything comes out successful, you get 50%, and I get 50%. So they go through this deal, and they do give the deities 50%. The deities get very rich. Some of the deities in India, they've discovered underground caverns with literally billions of dollars worth of jewels.
Whoa.
You know, they just discover, some guy sees like a hole in the ground, he starts digging, and there's billions of dollars, literally.
And those are the deities.
The deities.
The treasury.
Yeah, that's the treasury.
Oh,
so I can't take that. Jewels.
No, it belongs to the deities. But sometimes in India, the government takes that money.
Why?
The government has taken over a lot of the temples in India.
Oh, my God.
Especially Tirupati and all the temples. It's called the TTD. The Tirupati, Devastan, something like that.
So I think they might take the temple with all that billion.
They don't take the temple away. But the government takes the money from the temple and they administer the temple. One of the reasons they do that is because when there's money, guess what happens? People fight. So there's been fighting in the temple. And so if there's too much fighting in the temple, the government actually takes over the temples in India. So you have to be careful at risk on temples not to fight with the devotees, because the government will take over the temple. So anyway, so the point is, the people are approaching the deities for something material. Of course, we can approach the deities. We've been talking about this the other day. You know, how do you pray, or what do you pray to Krishna for? We can pray to Krishna for things that will help us in our devotional service. Please give me the intelligence and how to understand you. Please give me the potency to preach Krishna consciousness. Please help the devotees understand Krishna. I mean, there's all sorts of bona fide prayers that you can make for the deities or to the deities. But at the same time, don't make Krishna your order supplier. If you could do something, don't ask Krishna for it. It's a very important point, because we'd like an easy time in devotional service. We'd like to say, Krishna, make me a pure devotee tomorrow. One devotee was praying, Krishna, take away my free will so I could be a pure devotee. Of course, Krishna's not going to do that, because without free will, you can't be a pure devotee. Without free will, you're a robot or an android. You understand Android?
Yeah.
Not the Android phone system, but Android means like a so something that was put together mechanically, like even a human body that was put together mechanically. So, in other words, if we can do something, we don't need to go to Krishna for it. You know, let's say you're at school, Keshav, and you don't want to study. So you say, Krishna, please let me get 100 in this test. And you're not studying. What do you think Krishna's going to do? He's going to show you you're an idiot. Because you have to study to get 100. And then you can pray, you know, Krishna, give me some intelligence. But you have to make the... Like in the Bhagavad Gita, there's 5 factors of action. And Krishna's just one of those factors. The other ones are under your control, like the place, the circumstance, the person who's doing it, the endeavor. These are all under your control.
What are the 5 factors?
The 5 factors are the person doing it, the endeavor, the place, and what is the final one? Does anyone remember? I don't remember the final one. And of course, you know, the 5th factor is the super soul. So anyways, you can look it up in the Bhagavad Gita. So there's 5 factors of action. So Krishna is one of them. We depend on him and for the results, but we don't make him our servant. So therefore, the pure devotees approach Krishna as Krishna is their son, or Krishna is their lover, or Krishna is their master, or Krishna is their friend. But each and every case, the idea is to render service to Krishna, not to get service from Krishna. So that's a very unique contribution of Srila Prabhupada to religion in general, not just Gaudiya Vaishnavism or not just Vaishnavism, but religion in general. You know, ask not what God can do for you, but what you can do for God, to paraphrase a political statement. I know. I'm paraphrasing a material political statement.
Done by John F. Kennedy in his speech.
Okay, thank you for your historical reference. So anyway, so that's one point here. And another point is this interesting story of Atri Muni. Atri Muni is actually the son of Lord Brahma. And as we hear in the verse, he had a son named Dattatreya by his wife Anasuya. Anasuya is actually a very interesting character. She was the one in the Ramayana who gave Sita Devi the jewelry and everything. Remember the story? She gave... It's such an interesting story in the Ramayana that when Sita and Ram were visiting the different sages, they visited Atri Muni and Anasuya. And Anasuya gave her instructions how to be a good wife and also gave her all this jewelry and unguents, you know, like perfume and everything. That's what an unguent is. I gave her all these things. And guess who had to carry all the jewelry? Lakshman. Ram didn't carry his wife's jewelry. Lakshman had to, the whole time he had to carry this whole big sack of jewelry with him around. And later on, one of those jewels was dropped by Sita Devi when she was being carried away by Rama. And that was what was found by the monkeys on Trikut, you know, the mountain. And they showed that to Lord Ram later on. So they have some part in the Ramayana, Anasuya and Atri Muni. So anyway, so let's get back to the story of Dattatreya being born, which is quite an interesting story, told later in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atri Muni was not a pure devotee of Krishna. So you may ask, how did he have an incarnation as a son? Very interesting story. So he wanted God as, or someone like God. Actually, that's what the Bhagavatam says. He wanted someone like God as his son. He wasn't praying exactly for God to become his son. Someone like God. Prabhupada said, if he was praying for God to be his son, that would have meant he was a pure devotee. But because he was praying for someone like God to be his son, that means he wasn't quite a pure devotee. I mean, pretty elevated. So, also, he didn't know who God was. Just like we have primary names of God and secondary names. What's a primary name of God?
Krishna.
Krishna. What else?
Govinda.
Gopal. What's a secondary name? Rakesha. Paramatma. God. Yeah. Like that. These are all secondary names. I mean, even the name Jagannath is a secondary name.
Really?
Yeah. It was Jagannath. Mm. He's the Lord of the universe. Mm. That's his position rather than him as a person. Although, you know, we're using it to refer to the Jagannath deities, and then it sort of becomes almost a primary name. But the point is, anything in reference to the material world,
it's like a secondary name.
Then it's a secondary name. So in the spiritual world, you know, Krishna, Govinda, Gopal, Radhanath, you know, all these different names of Krishna. So Atri Muni did not know who God was. Plus, he wanted a son like God, not God himself. So he underwent very severe austerities. It's described that he stood on one leg for 100 celestial years.
Is that like 100 normal years?
Well, yeah, it's a long time. So that's much longer than the earth time. So he stood on one leg and he was praying, please God, give me a son like you. Not that you become my son. So because he didn't know who God was, actually he was praying supreme controller. So in this universe, there's three supreme controllers. Who are they?
Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva.
And they're called, what type of avatar are they? You fed them the information. So guna avatar. That means in charge of the modes of nature. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. So guess what happened? All three of them appeared before Atri Muni. And they said, we bless you because you've been praying to all of us. That's why it's very important to be specific when you're praying to God. Because you may end up with the God of thunder, Indra, or the God of the water, Varuna, or the God of air, Vayu. So anyway, so he didn't know. So they all appeared, and each one of them was riding on their specific carrier. Now, what carrier does Lord Brahma have? Kesha. What?
Lotus.
No, what carrier? Now let him answer. No one cheat.
It's a bird. Huh?
It's a bird. What type of bird?
Swan.
Yeah.
Oh.
What carrier does Lord Shiva have?
A cow.
A cow?
Bull.
A bull.
Bull.
Yeah. And what carrier does Lord Vishnu have?
Ganga.
Very good. You got all three. Mm-hmm. So they all came, and they blessed him, and they said, okay, since you can't figure out, you know, who God is, all of us are going to become your sons. So not only did he have Dattatreya, who was mentioned here in this verse, but he also had two others, Soma, who is considered to be an expansion or incarnation of Lord Brahma, and a very famous person named Durvas. So this is the story of Durvas Muni's birth. So Durvas became the son. So all the three kids used to play with each other.
Wait, so Durvas Muni was an incarnation of Shiva?
Yeah. That's why Durvas Muni is like Ashutosh.
Easily angered, easily
pleased. And he plays a lot of parts in the different pastimes of the Mahabharata, for example. Like you have, what did he do with Kunti?
He's the one who gave
to
me.
Yes, you can call using this mantra.
Why did he give that boon?
Because she was, I think,
She served him very nicely.
Yes.
He used to test people when they were serving him. One of the tests he gave is they would prepare a very big opulent prasadam, and he would say, I'm not hungry, throw it away. And then, in the middle of the night, when everybody was sleeping, he would say, I'm hungry, prepare something. And he wouldn't eat leftovers. Not that you could just say, oh, well, heat what we cooked for you before. And there's stories how even he demanded service from Krishna and Rukmini in the Mahabharata. And I'm not going to tell the story because it's a really heavy story. But he demanded service that Krishna and Rukmini basically had to pull his cart in the Mahabharata to bless Krishna and Rukmini. So, and then there's also the story with the Pandavas. What's the story with the Pandavas? Kesha. He came to the Pandavas when they were in exile. What's the story? He was sent by Duryodhana to the Pandavas with his 10,000 disciples.
Oh, yes! So they would have to prepare a meal and feed them.
And so Draupadi had a pot
which could cook
unlimited prasadam if she had not eaten.
Yeah. If she had eaten, then it would stop.
So Draupadi had just eaten.
And then they came.
And Durvasa Muni was getting ready to curse the Pandavas when who came?
Krishna.
Krishna came. What did he do?
He found a restaurant
and he ate it. And their stomach. They were actually, the funny story is there in the Mahabharata, that they were bathing in the river before they were going to take prasad. And all of a sudden, while they were bathing in the river, their stomachs became like, boom, bloated. You know bloated means? You know, just full. And it's described they ran away.
Yeah, because they didn't want to embarrass
them. They didn't want to commit an offense. Because Durvasa Muni remembered that he had previously committed an offense against a Vaishnava, and what happened? Who was that Vaishnava?
Oh, Ambarish Maharaj.
Ambarish Maharaj. And he almost got killed because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
The dog.
Yes, sir.
You don't know the story?
He knows the story, but he just can't remember it.
So what happened is that Durvasa Muni came to Maharaj Ambarish right after he was doing a long fast, I think it was 42 days or something. And he was getting ready to break the fast. And it was exactly what we call the Purana. You understand the time when you're supposed to break the fast, like we have after Ekadasi.
Yes.
You have to break the fast between 5:52 and 5:52 and 30 seconds. It happens sometimes like that when you got
30 seconds.
Sometimes it happens. 1 minute to another. And you just got to count down. So it came to that time, and Durvasa Muni said, I'm going to take a bath, and then I'll take prasadam. But during that time when he was taking a bath, it was time to break the fast. So Maharaj Ambarish didn't know what to do. Eventually he took a little water. Durvasa Muni came, and he understood that Maharaj Ambarish had taken water before feeding him, and he got so angry, he created this demon. He pulled the hair out of his head, created a demon, and the demon started to go after Maharaj Ambarish, but who protected Maharaj Ambarish? Sudarshan Chakra killed the demon, and then Sudarshan Chakra started chasing after Durvasa Muni.
Yes.
Durvasa Muni went through all the planets mentally, eventually to Lord Vishnu.
And Lord Vishnu said, sorry, I can't.
Sorry, can't do anything.
You have to go back to Maharaj Ambarish.
And so he went back to Maharaj Ambarish, who was really performing austerities himself because he felt guilty. This is how humble he was. And he bowed down to Maharaj Ambarish, touched his feet, and he was forgiven. And Maharaj Ambarish and he became great friends after that point. So, therefore, Durvasa Muni... Therefore, Durvasa Muni didn't want to offend the Pandavas because he remembered the mistake he made with Maharaj Ambarish. So, Durvasa Muni, he was the son of Atri Muni. Interesting, isn't it? Three little boys. Durvas, Soma, and who else? Starts with a D. We're reading about him today. Dattatreya. So these are the three sons of Atri Muni. Actually, he had more children by other wives. And then Soma, he's considered a partial incarnation of Lord Brahma, but he eventually became the what god? The moon god. So you see, Atri Muni gave birth to the moon god, gave birth to Vasa Muni, and Dattatreya, who preached to the Yadus in Hayas. He freed them from their offenses to Vaishnavas. So this is an interesting story. So I think that's all we have time for today. So any questions or comments? Questions? Yeah.
Was Dattatreya a Kshatriya avatar or?
That's not mentioned. From what I'm hearing, he was Vishnu Tattva. But I could be corrected in that. You know, someone should look that up. From what I've read, he was Vishnu Tattva.
And most of
that
son did Dattatreya,
Soma. Soma, who later on became the moon god. So, any other questions or comments? No? All right, interesting discussion this morning. So we want to thank everybody for watching us from all over. We got a lot of devotees, over 60 people watching us right now.
Wow.
And here we are. We don't have 60 people in class. We just have the same old group. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.